whereas assuming the needs of others actually creating more ruptures in your relationship because you're not allowing your partner to speak their needs. You're not giving your partner the opportunity to articulate their wants because you're right there providing what you believe they need or want in every moment that they don't even have the opportunity to consider for themselves if that is actually what they need or what they want. Welcome to Codependency Alchemy, the podcast, where we explore the power of healing the mother wound by exploring codependency in our relationships. Let's get into this week's episode. Hey babes, welcome to Codependency Alchemy, the podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa Zander. For those of you who are new here, we talk all things relationships, codependency patterns. You know, it's a space for us recovering people pleasers, perfectionists, overgivers, self-sacrificers. You know, the list goes on and on. I like to think of this podcast and our Substack community as our soft place to land among the ether webs, just past the scrolling and diving into the conversations that we're all really wanting to have, needing to have in order to grow, evolve, and shift our relationships into ones that feel more fulfilling, reciprocal, loving, mostly with ourselves, but also with those who are closest to us. So what I like to do is come here and share a little bit of the magic and wisdom that comes through in the master classes that we do every month. And this month, we are getting into people pleasing. Now, I haven't quite done a whole podcast episode on people pleasing before, and I'm excited to share some of the teachings that came through in this last month's masterclass. Now, I'm not sure if you can tell, but I am recovering from losing my voice this last month. I feel like it's finally back to a place where I can record this episode. So if I sound a little raspy, that is why, because I've gone through a crazy sickness that just completely wiped me out. But I'm starting to feel way better. I'm excited for the month of December. We are changing up the vibe and the cadence in which I'm putting out podcast episodes. If you've been here for a while, you know that I post 2 episodes every other week. But starting this month in December, we are going to switch it to releasing a podcast episode every Wednesday. I know you're all over there on the other side of the screen just cheering and screaming. You're so excited. You can't wait. And that is not all. That is not all that's changing on the podcast. We are also going to begin releasing bonus episodes in our Substack community. So if you haven't already joined my free Substack community, Codependency Alchemy, I'll leave it in the show notes below. Definitely check it out. Bonus episodes are going to be released every other week, and I'm going to be doing AMAs, also known as Ask Me Anythings, so that you guys can ask me your questions in real time and we can have a chat about it. Like, what more could you possibly want? Definitely go check that out. Pause this, go download Substack, find Codependency Alchemy. And we're also doing live Q&As every month on Zoom. So there's a lot of good stuff over there. It's basically just taking what we do here on the podcast to the next level. Okay, so let's get into this week's episode. Now, when I did the People Pleasing Masterclass with the Mastermind Group, there were 3 teachings that came through. The first teaching that came through was that a very wise part of you created the pattern of people pleasing. When I began to unravel people pleasing, the pattern, the tendency, how it showed up in my life, I started feeling an immense amount of guilt and shame for the way that I was participating in this dysfunctional dynamic, for the way that I was changing myself in order to be liked, in order to be accepted, in order to be loved. And I was feeling the guilt and shame of shape-shifting myself and being inauthentic, and how that must have affected the people who I was in relationships with, my friendships, my family members, just everyone. And so I was glad that this teaching came through, because that guilt and shame can throw us in a spiral that keeps us looping in more of it and keeps us actually perpetuating the pattern even more. So again, a very wise part of you created this pattern in order to keep you safe, It was designed to protect you. There was a moment in your life, or maybe many moments, where in order for you to feel safe, you needed to be able to perceive the needs of the people who were meant to take care of you. Whether that was your parents, whether that was, you know, caregivers, caretakers, we learned that in order to stay safe, in order to belong, in order to feel accepted or to feel loved, we needed to perceive their needs and meet them before ever identifying or acknowledging what our own needs were. We learned that in order to be safe, we needed to be or act a certain way to receive that safety or love. It is now, as adults, as people who, you know, are not in these types of environments or homes that we once lived in where this pattern was created, it is important that now, as adults, we see how this pattern or this tendency isn't actually providing us with the safety that it once did. How this pattern is actually acting as a disservice and creating more dis-ease or disharmony in our relationships with our partners, with our friends, or with our loved ones. Reality checking this pattern through navigating different shadow work prompts is going to be extremely beneficial to everyone because we'll begin to see our attachment to people pleasing and what we think it's providing us with. And if you want those shadow work prompts, I'll link the Substack post below. The second teaching that came through is asking for what you need brings more intimacy, not less. Now, a common theme that I see in the women that I work with is that there's this fear of asking for what you need and it resulting in somebody leaving or rejecting your need. So I want to name that because it's a very real fear, right? Fear that I'll ask for what I need and that person will say that I'm too much. That person will say no, that person will decide that it's not worth it and leave me, right? Those are very real fears. But we also have to acknowledge how we are feeling when we are overriding our needs. These are things that you uncover when you do the shadow work prompts. Some reflections that people have sent me are that they feel alone, or they feel isolated, or they feel taken advantage of, or they feel resentful, burnt out, exhausted. So we have to see that people pleasing, even though we're afraid of asking for what we need because we're afraid that people are going to leave or reject us, seeing how we are actually abandoning and rejecting ourselves by overriding our needs because we're feeling that resentment, we're feeling isolated, we're feeling alone. The thing that we fear is going to happen when we ask for what we need. So there's the paradox again of like, this is my fear that I'm going to be alone. But you feel alone when you people please anyways. That's reality checking this pattern. That is looking it in the face and saying like, whoa, this pattern, this tendency that I have is not actually serving me. It is not actually providing me with what I think it is. So we have the opportunity to go a little deeper and meet our inner child, meet the part of us that created this people-pleasing pattern and ask it what it needs. What does this part of us need from us? This is how we build trust with ourselves. This is how we build intimacy with ourselves. And when we build trust and intimacy with ourselves, we begin to allow ourselves to build that with others. And in codependent relationships, it's been a little bit backwards because we have made, you know, our safety or our lovableness be attached to somebody else, that our safety is dependent on another person providing that for us. So we're taking it into our own hands and we're saying, I get to be the provider of my safety. How does this part of me that feels like it needs to people please, what does it need in order for me to feel safe right now? What does it need in order for me to feel safe in this relationship or in this situation right now? Why do we need to even ask this part of us what it needs? We need to ask this part of us what it needs because it's the only way that we're going to begin to live more authentically. This is the third teaching, that authenticity is key. It is vital. It is required in order to feel joy, happiness, fulfillment, pleasure. Authenticity is key to accessing more joy, more pleasure, more sovereignty, more autonomy. And we cannot know our authenticity. We cannot know our autonomy if we don't take a moment to ask ourselves these questions. What do I need right now? What do I want right now? What do I desire? When you've grown up with this notion that others' needs and desires and wants are more important than yours, we begin living a life meeting those needs of others. We begin perceiving the needs of others. How is perceiving the needs of others also a disservice to your relationships? Where is assuming the needs of others actually creating more ruptures and more dis-ease in your relationship? Because you're not allowing your partner to speak their needs. You're not giving your partner the opportunity to articulate their wants because you're right there providing what you believe they need or want in every moment that they don't even have the opportunity to consider for themselves if that is actually what they need or what they want. Whew, that's a little bit of a tangent, but someone out there probably needed to hear it. I freaking needed to hear it. Let's be real. So back to this, authenticity is key to your happiness and joy. If you people please for others to experience joy, right? That's like perceiving what they need and providing for them so that they can be happy or more comfortable or whatever it is. If you people please in order for other people to experience more joy, because I hear this all the time, well, it makes me happy to make others happy. Well, it brings me joy to make others feel good. And I'm not saying that that's like a bad thing, but I am going to say that when our joy is dependent on somebody else feeling good or feeling joy, and that person, for whatever reason, doesn't feel that, can't access that for themselves in that moment, then that means that you can't access it for that moment. And that can be a heavy burden to bear for that other person. That other person could be experiencing something in their life, but then they also feel responsible for being happy because their happiness brings you happiness. It's this like interwoven web of codependency that leaves us feeling burdened by our relationships. When we allow ourselves to be responsible for our joy and allow others to be responsible for theirs, we get to untangle that web a little bit more. It doesn't mean that somebody else cannot bring you joy. That's not what I'm saying. Vice versa. It doesn't mean that you cannot bring joy to somebody else's life, but it doesn't mean that your joy or happiness is dependent on somebody else also feeling that happiness or joy as well. I'm going to share this analogy that I use with my clients that I don't think that I've used here on the podcast yet. It was the first time that I visually kind of saw what codependency was for me in my life. And I've shared this with tons of women who were like, okay, I can see this visually now. And that's super helpful. So I'm going to share it here. And if you're not watching the podcast on YouTube, maybe check the video podcast so that you can like visually see me doing this because I feel like it helps, but maybe also not required. We each have a vessel in the center of our bodies. Now this vessel, when we're in these codependent patterns of, well, it makes me happy to make him happy. It brings me joy to bring him joy. Is you doing something in order to bring them joy, and then you get, and they're all happy, yay, they're joyful. And then you get to take some of their essence and put it in your vessel because the vessel feels empty. It's void, right? It's just this deep void. And you're trying to fill it by bringing joy to everyone so that you can feel joy for a minute. So when someone says, oh my gosh, that made me so happy when you did that, and you feel good for that moment because you've taken a piece of their essence and put it into your vessel, it feels good for a moment. You feel that sensation of fulfillment, but then it goes bloop, right out the bottom of the vessel because your vessel cannot be filled with somebody else's essence, period. Spirit wants to be like very loud about that, period. Your vessel cannot be filled with anybody else's essence. It will be this ongoing cycle of needing to be filled over and over and over again. That's why when people are in these people pleasing patterns and dynamics, it's like giving, 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 because it's making me feel good for a moment, but then it's fleeting and then I need to do it again. Feels good for a moment, but then it's fleeting, need to do it again. And it's exhausting. And that's why the resentment builds up, because you're like, I just want to be fucking full. Please, somebody help me feel full for longer than a fucking moment. Now, when we begin to heal codependency, we see that we are responsible for our vessel and we can only be filled with our own essence. I write about this in my book, Healing the Mother Wound. It is literally the poem titled Codependency, where I kind of like give this visual as well. You cannot be filled with anybody else's essence but your own. So what do I mean by that? You get to be the provider of your joy, which means you need to access what it is that you desire, what it is that you need, what it is that you want, so that you can begin to fill that void, that vessel, that cup, whatever you want to call it, with your own love, with your own joy, with your own happiness. And in the beginning, it's not going to feel like enough. It's going to feel like you pour into it and it doesn't do anything. You pour into it, it doesn't do anything. It's going to feel like it's not working. I promise you, I've been there. It feels like this depressive state of it's never going to feel like enough. I get it. And I want to validate that experience. However, the more that we tend to ourselves, the more that we get curious with ourselves, the more that we devote time and energy to filling this vessel within ourselves, it will fill. It will fill. It will rise. It will rise until it begins to overflow. Now, I don't want there to be any confusion of, you know, giving joy and receiving joy, or doing something kind for another person and receiving kindness from another person. I'm not saying that you can't have that. That's not the point that I'm trying to get across here. But I am trying to get across the point that when you fill yourself up and you're in overflow, you start giving to other people from this place of non-attachment. You start giving to people from genuine kindness. You're not seeking something in return, which when we're people pleasing, a lot of times it's, I'm doing this for you because if I do this for you, you'll do it for me. There's this transaction that's usually this, you know, underlying transaction. You might not even be aware of it. The other person certainly isn't aware of it. And that's where our resentment really builds up, because we think that because I do this for you, you do it for me. And when they don't do it for you, you feel disappointed or you feel let down or you feel taken advantage of. When you've learned to fill that vessel within yourself with you and you reach that point of overflow and you give without attachment, that person doesn't need to reciprocate anything for you to feel actual joy in giving. You're giving freely, without attachment, without agenda, without transactional. This is called unconditional love. And most of us are not giving from that place. Most of us are giving with an agenda. If I do this for you, you'll do it for me. Or if I do this for you, you'll give something back to me. Conditional, transactional, giving and love. It's very, very different when it's unconditional. When you're giving unconditionally, when you're giving from your overflow, you don't need anything in return. This is what it feels and this is what it means to be sovereign. And so when your partner pours into you, whether that's through validation or maybe they gave you something or whatever it is, and you're in overflow, it pours into, like the way that I see it is like Justin has his own vessel, I have my own vessel, but our relationship has a vessel on its own. When we're pouring into each other, it pours into our overflow because we're full on our own sovereignly. And then it pours into our relationship vessel, right? Which grows and grows and grows and helps us feel more connected. His joy is not dependent on mine and my joy is not dependent on his. But together, when we come from these sovereign places of giving to ourselves first and then giving freely from our overflow, our cup between us, our relationship vessel fills. And that's where magic is. That's where intimacy is. That's where connection is. And that's where we're headed when we take the time to, and that's where we're headed when we take the time to sit with ourselves, assess, ask questions, bring curiosity to what we need, what we want, and what we desire. So those are my questions for you today to reflect on. What do you need? What does the part of you that people pleases need from you right now? What does it want? And how will it feel when it gets that need met? What do you desire for your life and in your relationships. If you're listening on Spotify, there's a Q&A. I invite you to answer those questions. Let me see you. Let me witness you. Let yourself be fully witnessed in uncovering these questions. So many of you guys want a different outcome. You want to experience your relationship in a different way. However, you're not taking the time to not only ask the questions, but taking time to listen to what the answers are and witness yourself in them. And that's that's like the biggest piece. No pressure. You don't have to share them publicly, but definitely take the time to journal on it. Take the time to see yourself. You might be surprised. The shadow work prompts in my recent Substack post will be linked below. Definitely check it out. Reflect on the questions, and you can leave any of your responses and see where it takes you. That's all I have for you guys today. I'm so glad my voice made it. I had a couple of coughing fits, but I'll have to edit those out. And yeah, get excited for weekly podcast episodes, bonus podcast episodes on Substack, and Ask Me Anythings also on Substack. It's our soft place to land on the internet, and there's just a lot of great stuff over there. I hope you all have a beautiful day, and I'll see you next week. Bye. Thank you for joining me on Codependency Alchemy. I hope this podcast continues to offer you valuable insights and tools for breaking free from destructive patterns and creating healthy, fulfilling connections with others. And if you found this podcast helpful, I would love it if you would consider leaving an honest rating and review so that others can discover these valuable insights and tools as well. Find out how codependency might be impacting your life by taking the self-assessment, which you can find in the show notes below. Thanks again for tuning in. And remember, you are worthy of healthy, fulfilling relationships, and you have the power to transform your codependency into sovereignty.